God. God gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Gives me the victory. Oh, thanks be to God.
Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, Faith to Receive. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Well, you want to talk about faith some more? Let's don't stop now. Go to Mark, please, the 11th chapter. Mark chapter 11. We began some weeks ago on this series we're calling Faith to Receive. Faith to Receive. Mark 11 is our text, and in verse 22. Mark 11:22, Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. Everybody say that out loud. Have faith in God. Have faith in God. The margin of my Bible says, have the faith of God. Have the faith of God. God is a God of faith. We are faith children of a faith God. And God has placed in us a measure of His own faith. The faith He created the universe with. A measure of that's in us. And it can be increased. The faith that is in us can be increased and enlarged. And it is by this faith that we are victorious. It's by this faith that we are saved. Isn't it? It's by this faith that we receive every good thing from the Lord. He said, have faith in God. Have the faith of God. For verily I say to you that whosoever shall say to this mountain, does faith involve saying? Yes, yes it does. I mean, in the new birth, does faith involve saying? Does it include confessing that Jesus is Lord? Yes, I mean, it's believing. Faith involves releasing what you believe and saying it. Like 2 Corinthians talks about, we having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed, therefore I've spoken. We also believe, and therefore
speak.
Is there faith without speaking?
No,
faith includes speaking. And that's why around here, we're all the time speaking. You hear me all the time say this, say that, say this again, say it. It's not because we're trying to fill up the time. And it's not just a habit we have. It's not a peculiarity with us. It is something all Christians are to be doing as a way of life. It's how God created the heavens and the earth. You've read it in Genesis 1, haven't you? How did God create everything? And God said, and it was. And God said, and it was. And God said, and it was. And here Jesus is telling us, have faith in God. Have the faith of God. And if you will believe and say, and not doubt, but believe that what you say comes to pass, you'll have what you say.
Amen.
Now we've been criticized for this. Not talking about just us, but so-called word of faith people. I saw the other day where they started a new movement now. It's X Word of Faithers. People coming out of the Word of Faith message. And they got my name in there. Well, the people to get away from. No, I'm not an X Word of Faither. They had me in some good company though. Kenneth Hagin and Oral Roberts and Kenneth Copeland. And I thought, glory to God. Yeah. I'm sure they thought it was a great insult. I was excited. My name was in there. That God was using us enough to even be noticed, you know. Well, it's sad that people fight the very thing that saves them. And then it realize how inconsistent they are. They want to mock us and Jesus. Because I'm not the one that said Mark 11:23. Jesus is talking here. Red letters, brother. Right? They want to mock us, mock him. And yet they'll turn around and say the same thing about the new birth. That you got to believe and you got to say it. Won't they? Inconsistent. And I think what so many have stumbled over is this. What we read, you know, in Colossians. That as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk ye in him. How did we receive him? By faith, by believing in our heart and saying with our mouth. Well, what did that verse say? That is Colossians 2:6. How did we receive Christ Jesus the Lord? Romans 10:9-10. We're actually going to look at that in a few minutes again. We believed in our heart. God has raised him from the dead. We confess with our mouth. Jesus is Lord. We got the same spirit of faith the patriarchs did. They believed, and so they said it. We believe, so we say it. We believe he is Lord, so we say it. But according to this verse and others like it, as you have received Christ Jesus the Lord, what? So walk ye in him. The justified are not just born again and made just by faith. We are to live by faith and walk by faith every day of our lives after we're born again. And the same way we got in the kingdom is the way we operate in the kingdom. The same way we got born again is how we get healed. Amen. The very same way we got born again is how we get filled with the Holy Spirit. Yes, the very same way we get protected and prospered and get our needs met is exactly how we got born again. Yes. Right? Yes. Well, you don't wait until you can put eyes on the Lamb's Book of Life and see your name before you believe you're saved. You don't wait till you get to heaven and see your mansion. You believe it now. Before you see it. You believe it here and now without seeing and feeling. And that's the way you get your healing. That's the way you get your needs met. Said out loud, the just shall live by faith and walk by faith. Now see, that's describing our lifestyle. Morning, noon, and night. If I could just camp on that the rest of the time, we could get that solid in us. It would be a worthwhile day. Because you already know how you got born again. Are y'all with me? How many in here could raise your hand and say, I was lost without the Lord, but I received him and got born again. Let me see. Look at that. Everybody's hand up, you already know how to get healed. You already know how to get filled with the Spirit. You already know how to get all your bills paid. You already know. You already know. Because you've already done it. You just do the same thing in these other areas. Oh, can you see this? Is it exciting to you? Say it out loud. I already know how to live by faith. How to walk by faith. If you're born again, you already know. You just do the same thing with your healing. Instead of receiving forgiveness of sins, you receive healing. Instead of receiving forgiveness of sin, you believe you receive your bills paid. Instead of, you know, receiving Jesus as Lord, you believe you receive direction. But it's the same thing. Same thing. Same thing. You already know how. Now, if it's that simple, why isn't everybody doing it? Well, the devil will help to confuse you if you'll listen to him. And there's a lot of confused people around. But thank God the word gives us clarity and light. Can you say amen?
Amen.
He went on to say, verily I say to you that whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he says. How many believe what Jesus said exactly the way he said it here?
Yes.
You believe it?
Yes.
Does it apply to you?
Yes.
Should you believe something?
Yes.
And say something?
Yes.
And expect it to come to pass?
Yes.
And not doubt it?
Yes.
Can you have what you say?
Yes.
Jesus said it. And these folk that are mocking and making fun of us, they need to realize who they're making fun of. We're quoting him. We're believing what he said. We're not Haganites, Copelandites. We're Jesusites. Jesus said this a long time before any of these guys were born. Or any of us. So he's telling us, have faith in God. Have the faith of God. And he tells us one area how to do it. You believe it in your heart. You say it with your mouth. Then verse 24, he tells us another way to have faith in God. Another application of the same faith principle. Therefore, I say to you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. So if it's a mountain, something we don't want in our life, something that shouldn't be in our life, we don't just need to pray and beg God to make it go away. According to verse 23, we need to stand up and speak to it and command it. Mountain of debt, mountain of problems, mountain of symptoms. Get out of my life. Get out of my life. Go. Leave. Be gone in Jesus' name. And don't doubt, but believe what you say comes to pass. That's faith, living by faith. And but if it's a good thing, every perfect gift and good gift does come from the Father above, and we can't ask him for it. But when we ask him, we don't just need to ask and ask and beg and ask. When you ask, what did Jesus say?
Believe
something. And he's very specific about it. Now, a lot of people would agree, pray and believe. But believe what? That's where it gets skewed. Oh, I believe God is real. Well, that's great, but that's not what he said believe. I believe God's a good God. Wonderful. It's true, but that's not what he said believe. I believe it's his will for me. Well, that's even better. But that's not what he said believe. What did he say believe? Believe that you receive. How many understand this is personal and this is specific and this is now?
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Believe, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1303E. That's R1303E. And the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.